I'm joined in the studio now by some local Canberra musicians, Kira Amoso, along with some of her family friends. Now, I've played a couple of Kira's songs in the last couple of weeks, and as I mentioned then, I first met her down at Lanyon Homestead when she was singing with the Canberra Symphony Orchestra for the Live at Lanyon performance. So welcome, Kira. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Glenn. It is so good to be here.
And thank you very much for coming in and welcome very much to Valley FM. Now, you're not alone this time and not with the Canberra Symphony Orchestra, but who have you got with you today?
Today I'm joined by my dad, Steve, and my younger sister, Maya.
Hello.
And together we are the Amoso family.
Yeah, excellent. What an excellent name.
Thank you.
And in a first for the, not so much for Valley FM, but certainly for my Monday Lunchbox program, we're actually going to have some live performance in the studio. They're sitting here with a guitar and ready to sing live. So why don't we kick that off and then we'll have a chat about how we got here. So over to you, Kira and Steve and Maya.
Yeah.
That was lovely. That was the Amosa family with I'll Be There for You.
I'll Be There, yep. That was a cover we released on Spotify a few months ago now. Just I think it perfectly encapsulates us as a family, how we love to support each other and support our community around us.
And, of course, within that, it wasn't all in English, so can you tell us a little bit about the background to that?
Yes, so we are half Samoan. Maya and I, Dad is Samoan and our mum is Australian, and we try to incorporate as much of our culture in everything that we do, including now our music, which was very scary at first, but...
But I think you've mastered that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so you're a local Canberra family. I think you mentioned down at Lanyon that you know, you're a Canberra girl, a North Sider, which is still okay. Even though we focus on the South Side here, we wouldn't be the South Side without a North Side, so you're very welcome here. So you've been in Canberra all your life?
I have, yeah. Dad, do you want
to know? Yeah, my parents are from Samoa. They immigrated to New Zealand in the 70s and had myself and my three other brothers. And then we migrated to Australia in 86 when I was 10. I met an Aussie girl, local girl, Kate. And then six kids later, we're still here. And we've got some amazing, talented kids in our midst as well. So we're very blessed.
So are the others singers as well in the group?
Or? Yeah. They do sing. We've got... you know, we've probably got probably three main, four actually, that kind of participate regularly in music. The other two, you know, sing as well, but probably enjoy being fans as opposed to, you know, getting up on stage.
Yeah, and there's a reasonable size Samoan community here in Canberra.
Yes, no, definitely.
I think we even had a Samoan program on Valley FM for a little while there.
Yes.
Hopefully we get it back again at some point.
So. Yes, I believe that they do have a station still going. I'm not sure exactly what where from, but you're right, they were with Valley FM.
Okay. And your background in music, Kira, how long have you been singing for and sort of, I know in some of the background research I did that you've sung in a number of interesting places and on some big stages. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it all started at church with Dad and Grandma and Grandpa singing at our chapel in Lynham. And I think the earliest memory of a large performance that I did was when I was 7 years old. We did it for the Governor General?
Yeah, it was part of the Gospel Happening, part of the Folk Festival. They have this Gospel Happening session of the festival. And, it was just a gathering of all different sort of Christian denominations and other faiths, I believe, that just put on performances. And I think Kira was seven at the time, and we had... we had some dignitaries there, including Jimmy Little.
That's kind of where we started. And then because Dad has been a musician all my life, it just felt a very natural part of who I am as a human. And music has always been a really strong part of our family and just our world. And so I went to uni. I started at ANU and I moved away to Sydney and overseas and did a bit of travel, but since becoming a mother, I found that all I want to be is at home with my family. So since being a mother, we've performed for people like Rita Ora, Adam Lambert, done a lot with the Canberra Symphony Orchestra, like live at Lanyon and Yass a couple of weeks ago. We did the Ministry of Sound orchestrated tour, Australian tour, which was awesome. And I've done some shows like The Bodyguard and Wicked. I did Wicked. Dad and I did Wicked when it was here in Canberra. That was probably the best thing I've ever done, actually. People still message us and talk about it, which we really love. And I just came off Hamilton, 5 years of Hamilton.
It's a pretty pretty rich sort of catalogue of performances and so on. And,
Thank you.
As I mentioned on a previous program about you being down there with the CSO at Lanyon, it was just, it sort of blew me away, just the sound that the combination of you and the orchestra produced. It was just amazing in what was a pretty amazing setting. On some of those big performances, obviously the Canberra Theatre, it must have been quite competitive to be selected for those roles. What do you think it was that made the... you know, the producers or whoever, you know, choose you over others, do you think? Now, there's a chance for you to beat your own drum.
I wish I knew the answer to that.
I think it's more your persistence. I remember we did the Wicked musical, Canberra's Wicked musical, back in 2016 with Free Rein Productions, and it was a combination of professional and, you know, amateur performers. And Kira at the time was still, you know, up and coming. I know she went to you know, the directors there and just stated a claim, said, listen, I'm here, I'm going for this role. And she was able to kind of, share that role with a professional lead from Sydney. And from that point on, I just saw, a different side of Kira, where she was very assertive, very confident, and it was able to kind of shine through with other shows that's kind of come since that moment. So yeah. I thought that was very pivotal that she had a lot of self-belief, confidence in herself. So
Well, you are very good at engaging with an audience. You had, what was it, nearly 1,000 people down there sitting on the grass at Lanyon. Other week, in the palm of your hand.
And I learnt from the best, everything I do.
It's come together beautifully. All right, so what's next, if you like, in terms of your career? You're obviously keen to spend as much time at home with kids as possible, and as a grandparent with a daughter with children who also likes to spend as much time at home as she can with them, because it's a time limited opportunity.
Yes.
You can always go and sing somewhere, but your kids grow up when you're not paying attention.
Yeah,
and absolutely. You miss out. So what do you think you've got in store, balancing that and with other musical opportunities?
I've had really great role models in my parents of showing me the best of both worlds. So everything I do is with and for family. We've got a really exciting Christmas concert coming up on the 13th of December at Lanyon Homestead.
Excellent.
Which we're putting on for the Canberra, for and with and by the Canberra community. We've got an awesome lineup of a lot of local artists, food vendors, people donating their time and talents to support we're in partnership with The Giving Machine, which is a global initiative. We're part of the Australia and New Zealand branch to bring much needed funds to local communities and families surrounding and local. We've got some awesome, we're yet to announce, we're very excited, some other local Canberra acts that's really, we're very excited to share the stage with.
Excellent.
Plus a show, our first show is the I'm Also Family, an hour-long show that we're working very hard with some of Canberra's best musicians to put together.
Yeah, because there are some unbelievably good musicians, in Canberra. I know I've tried to identify as many of the Tuggeranong-based musicians as I can and feature their music on the program over the time. And it is, I shouldn't say surprisingly good, but it is very good. Given that, someone like me who's probably rooted a little bit more in the past with musical choices and haven't necessarily kept up, when I've made the effort and gone out and looked for things, it's really amazed me just what's there and to try and give it more of a
Well, Canberra's also known to have a very, robust, successful, vibrant ANU school music program, which obviously Kira came through. And I remember, growing up in school here in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, the School of Music, which was based out at Manuka at the time, have produced some amazing national, international musicians, artists, talent. A friend of mine, Adam Sofa, who came through, Sofa, who's based in Sydney at the moment, Mittagong, I should say, but has worked all over the world, amazing productions. He, along with other of his colleagues at that time, Greg Stott is another amazing musician who's currently working at the ANU as well as a teacher lecturer, have also, showcased what Canberra has to offer as far as talent. We are absolutely rich with musical talent here, you're right, Glenn.
We try and give it as much profile as we can. Through this radio station, certainly.
Yes.
So that's good. Now, you've got another. So that's the 13th of December.
That is the 13th of December. Tickets go live very soon.
Very soon. That will be good. I'll make sure I'm there.
Great.
That will be excellent. All right, now you're going to do another song for us, which you will play again down there on the 13th, I'm hoping.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, would you like to tell us a little bit about it and what it is?
Yeah, sure. This is a Christmas carol, classic, called Silent Night. No need for introductions on that one, but on what it's about. But we thought we would add a little twist to it, of course, incorporating some of our, Samoan language into this song, And it was a song that I actually did a few years ago now. Kira might have been maybe 17 at the time, 16, 17 at the time. And my mum was overseas in Samoa. And there was a lot of stuff happening at the time over there. And we sort of sent this song as a bit of a, you know, we love you, we miss you sort of message to, mm-hmm. to the people of Samoa, as well as mum who was there at the time. We just thought this song was a great representation of, you know, what Christmas is about. It's a great reminder of how the power of music can really pierce the heart and soul of people. I did this song last year at the Canberra Centre mm-hmm. when I was doing some promotion for the Giving Machine. Mm-hmm. And I remember just performing outside. I was there with my daughter Lani, who was performing with me as well. And as soon as we sung this song, it's just stopped. Everyone was just, you know, mm-hmm. just rushing around shopping. They just sort of stopped, just listen. And it was such a powerful moment of how effective, you know, powerful music can be in general. Mm-hmm. But in particular, this song, during the Christmas festive season, I thought it was a great song to also
and
sing
I'm
tonight.
Expecting that setting down there at Lanyon, late in the day with the hills. And just the physical environment, it'll be a very moving experience for the audience. So let's hear it.
Amazing.
Jesus, Lord. honoured thy birth.